And what's the name of the closest body of moving water to where you live?
That would be Stone Lick Creek, you know, and it runs alongside Logan Road. Actually, the road used to run down into the creek at one time, and then when the WPA came along, they moved the sections of the road that was down in the creek up to higher ground because when it rained and it flooded, you know, people couldn't get in and out. But people live back up in all those little hollows and tributaries, and because they live near the water, because that's where the springs were, and that was one of the needed things for life. I remember when I was growing up, we had a spring across the creek, and being the youngest of six, that was my job for the longest time because I had nobody to hand it off to. I kept the water barrel full, and that was a daily job. And then on washing day, we just took water right out of the creek because it was clean then. I mean, I remember hoeing tobacco and corn, and our gardens were down there alongside the stream because that was the richest land that we had. And well, you didn't think anything of just laying down and drinking right out of a riffle, you know, in the creek because the water was so pure, but you couldn't do that nowadays. Well, now Stone Lick isn't a navigable body of water, but now it's really important to the agricultural and the domestic uses of people that lived up and down the hollers, because water is vital for life. But it's in clean water, you know, it's a right for all people to have good clean water, but it's a shame the way that some industries and some people are treating their waterways nowadays. And you don't see the migratory birds that you used to see. If you've got clean water and plenty of it, I mean, you're blessed. You're definitely blessed. And you need to be a good steward of it. Because, you know, we don't own it. We're just the caretakers of it. And what are we going to pass on to our children?
Why did people live back in there? Was it just because of the farming? Is that how people
Well, that's about all people did then was farm.
Sure.
You know, and they call it share farming. So
people owned the land and you worked on the farm.
Uh-huh. And there wasn't any electricity or in-house plumbing, and we had an old outhouse, and she cooked on, like I said, she cooked on a wood stove, and we had a spring, and that's why she would keep her milk and butter. Mm-hmm. And that spring Daddy dug out a place so the milk thing would sit down in that to keep that cold, and then a rock there to set the butter on to keep that from melting.
Do you have but a churn butter?
Yeah, churn butter.
Yeah.
Put it in a half a gallon jar and sit there and shake it till it made butter.
What did you do for water and washing and taking baths and how did that work?
We had I call it a horse trough. I don't know what big long thing. And they'd heat water and put it in that. And Mama would start with the cleanest one and go to the dirtiest one. But in the summertime, we would take our soap and a towel and washcloth and everything. We'd go to the creek.
Well, of course.
And it just, you know, wash it on down. And that's what, like in the spring, whenever you go washing quilts and everything, they just got washed about once a year, not like they do now. There was down there at the creek, there was a big rock. Mm-hmm. And Mama would take those quilts down there and put soap in them. Oxidol is what she used. Put soap in them, and we'd stomp on them. Uh-huh. And then when we'd get them clean, we'd let fresh water run through them enough. One would get a hold of one end, one the other, and twist them. That's why we
hang them up to dry.
Yeah, and but just ordinary washing, she used a tub and washboard.
She did. Okay.